of Norfolk Digital.
I like her face. She has a very round, cherubic face, rather like a Victorian doll that's somehow been reanimated. But, no, say what you like about Billie Piper, but she is the most popular prostitute on ITV.
North Norfolk Digital, North Norfolk's best music mix.
You're listening to AP on Treble M, i.e. Alan Partridge on Mid-Morning Matters. This morning in...
Simply the best of Norfolk.
We're asking you to tell us who is simply the best person Norfolk has ever produced. Remember, this is your choice. I will be keeping order, remaining above the fray as Lord Chief Justice Partridge. You guys will be the ones picking the winner, like Andrew Lloyd Webber on his throne, looking down at a group of girls saying, see her, I want her there. Get me her now. And for those of you who are interested...
Simply the Best of Norfolk is an original concept devised and executed by Alan Partridge and North Norfolk Digital. It has no affiliation with, similarity to, or obligation towards BBC One's 2002 programme, 100 Greatest Britons. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. We're asking you to tell us who is simply the best person Norfolk's ever produced. I think you would imagine that Horatio Nelson and Oliver Cromwell are going to be somewhere on that list. A better example would be Jeremiah Coleman, founder of the Coleman's Mustard Empire. Not only was he responsible for the world's hottest yellow paste, but he also helped create the phrase, ooh, that's mustard, which means, ooh, that's very good. It's still favoured, although it's an olden day phrase, still favoured by men over 70 who wear blazers. Whereas young people today may well say things like radical, awesome, mega. If a young person were to see Wayne Rooney driving along with his wife or or a sexy hooker in a bling-bling car, they may well say, ooh, look, Rain Wooney, top one. Whereas in Edwardian times, a young Cockney, if he were to see the Duke of Norfolk driving along in a horseless carriage or a French panard with his wife, the Duchess of Norfolk, who was perhaps wearing a dress revealing a little bit too much ankle, may well have shouted out, oh, did you see her ankle? I did. I seen all of it. Mustard. Like that. You're listening to North Norfolk Digital, music and chat for the North Norfolk generation. Its time is 12:00 midday. This is Chat Down, street style for the over 40s. You'll recall that at the top of the show, someone phoned in to... say that you can avoid type 2 diabetes by injecting yourself with Ribena. That can't be right, but no one as yet has called in to debunk that. If you want to, please do so. Now, as we reach the halfway mark of...
Simply the best of Norfolk.
Sailing into the lead is Admiral Horatio Nelson. Very good to see that indeed. And bringing up the rear with just 11 votes so far is Delia Smith. She won't be happy with that. She's got a temper on her. I once saw her take it out on a piece of beef. She made mincemeat of it. She told me that one herself, although I don't think she was joking. Just time for one more call. Line 5.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Holt.
Excellent. Are you over 40?
Just.
I'll take that as a yes. It's rude to ask, but I now and again, just to sort of, we'd like to check the demographic. And are you over 40? Can you just tell me seriously if you are?
Well,
are you over 40?
Yes, I'm just over 40. Yeah.
Good. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm well over 40, but I've still got all my faculties. If that's not too strong a word. Come on. Anyway, were you calling from Holt?
Yes, I'm calling from Holt.
Lovely part of the world. Part of the world. I spent many a happy hour there in my youth. Marvellous part of the world. I mean, I didn't live there, but I would occasionally go there because I knew a girl. But then I stopped seeing her, so I stopped going there. But what was the point you wanted to make?
Well, I just wanted to say that I don't think people should be voting for Oliver Cromwell. Because
why?
Because he slaughtered thousands of Irish peasants.
Well, we've all got our black spots on our curriculum vitae. We'd rather not...
Well, I don't think I have got any black spots.
Come on, Jill! You're from Holt! You're from Holt, Jill!
Uncle Judith.
Yeah, take a chill pill, Jill.
Uncle Judith.
What?
Judith, my name's Judith.
Yeah, right. Sorry, Judith. Well, you are the Rudith, Judith. Tell me your favourite Norfolk person.
Social reformer Elizabeth Fry.
Thank you. She's gone now. This tea taste of chicken. Devin, this tea taste of chicken. This tea taste of chicken. Great taste of chicken.
It's just normal tea bag.
Well. Hang on, I've just eaten some chicken. There's the bones. We've had a text from Pete in Blackheath. He suggests that Norfolk's best person ever is Egyptologist Howard Carter. Without Carter's discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb, archaeology, which is now what it's known as, would simply be known as digging, or digging for things. And, of course, without Howard Carter, there wouldn't be programmes such as The Time Team, which is a horrific thought. And these days they can use computers to reanimate a dead Saxon and tell you exactly what he had for pudding before he was murdered with a blunt instrument in the year 5. I met Tony Robinson at 10 Years of Time Team. Lovely fella. I joked with him. I said, Tony, if you live by the bog axe, you die by the bog axe. He chuckled a little to himself before he said, I best go and mingle. And he just wandered off. Lovely fella, although I don't like his politics. The Time Team is 2-2-2-2. I'm serious. I'm not joking. It's actually 2-2-2. It is 2-2-2-2. Right, that's enough tease. I'm going to do the rest of the programme without any tease. No, it's too complicated. But we'll revisit that next week. Good idea. See how we get along with that. See how far we get with that. I've got to interview Charlene Spiteri. So I could just call her Charlene from Texas. No, there's another T. Charlene from Exus. That'll be... might not do that. Now, before I tie a belt round your upper arm, slap your vein and inject you with a pure dose of Genesis, I have to say I am being harangued into throwing my own hat into the ring for Norfolk's greatest person. So in I go. This is unbelievable. How Delia Smith can be within one vote of Horatio Nelson, it really is beyond me. If you want to vote for a food-related hero, may I suggest Turkey Baron Bernard Matthews. Bernard slays, I know this because he's a friend of mine, close to 7 million turkeys a year, which is doing for about the best part of 30 years. He has slaughtered close to a quarter of a billion birds for your eating pleasure. Not personally, of course, the process is highly mechanised. No, Bernard's not actually wrung the neck of a turkey for a couple of years, and even then it was for a charity event. It's great to be around him. Depending on your point of view, he's either responsible for the biggest ornithological genocide of recent times, or he is the greatest farmyard-to-table strategist of the last 100 years. And I know this for a fact because he is my confidant, he's tantalisingly close to producing the 10-pence turkey. What a thought. He's actually shown me around his factory recently. He very, very liberal of him. He said, you can go anywhere you like, Alan. Apart from one room, he just stood in front of my path and said, don't go in there. I said, I thought you said I could go anywhere. He just said, just drop it. And all the love went from his eyes. Chilling. Anyway, I'd like to suggest Bernard Matthews as Norfolk's greatest person, along with my own hat, which is still in the ring, along with all the other candidates' hats. Middle of the day, you bet.
Middle-aged? Maybe. Middle of the road? No way.
Tina, how can you put Horatio Nelson beneath Delia Smith? Now, there's a thought.
I think Delia's great.
Don't get me wrong, Deals is a cracking cook and a very attractive older woman. But Nelson masterminded the defeat of the entire French and Spanish navies before being shot in the neck and subsequently kissed.
Well, OK, but could he cook a good spag bol?
Oh, well, you know, you're being humorous, which is fine.
No, I'm being serious.
Well, people only abbreviate when they're being jocular. You said spag bol. Say the full words. If you're going to take this seriously, say them. Say it.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Thank you. Let's wrap this up. I think it's run its course. We'll look at the results for Norfolk's greatest person. My hat's in the ring. Actually, I'm going to take my hat out. There it is. It's a tie, a dead tie between Oliver Cromwell and Horatio Nelson, exactly as I predicted. Why do I bother? That's rhetorical, by the way. Please don't text in. I know why I bother. I'm not prepared to go into that now, because right now it's time for Surname Mastermind. Hello, Chris, on line one. Are you there?
I'm there, yes, I'm here.
Chris, are you ready to play Surname Mastermind?
Yeah, yeah.
OK, here we go. Cheryl, Ashley.
Cole.
Correct. Simon, Yasmin.
Le Bon.
Correct. Michael, Shakira.
Kane.
Correct. Rod, Alana.
Cole.
No, Stuart. Dave and Samantha.
Cameron.
Yeah, that's right.